Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. Recently, I was asked a very interesting and I think rather important question. It was about something that I'm certain you've heard about, the new evangelization. And the question dealt with what is the meaning of the new evangelization, and really what is new about the evangelization. And as we talked about this, I pointed out that the Church has been involved in evangelization from the very beginning, from that moment when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in that upper room, giving them an extraordinary power to preach what they had learned from Jesus Christ. And as we read about that account in the Acts of the Apostles, we realize that the first thing that the disciples did, having received the Holy Spirit, was to rush into the streets of Jerusalem and to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that proclamation that the early disciples made, Peter and John and Paul, has really remained the same from the very beginning. It was a proclamation of how, through the love of God, the Son of God became enfleshed in our human reality, came among us to teach us, suffered and died for us because of sin, but rose to new life as a sign that anything that can threaten human dignity can be overcome. And after proclaiming this powerful message, there was always a call that actually was the first call of Jesus to others, to repentance, to renewal of life, to conversion. If you want to get a sense of the very core of that early Christian evangelization, you might turn to the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, to chapter 15, and reading the first 8 verses. There, in captual form, is what that evangelization was about. But in spite of remaining true to that initial message, the Church throughout its long history has been called to understand the environment, the atmosphere in which they are making this proclamation. And I think what is new about the new evangelization is not necessarily the message, but the place and the time in which that message is being delivered. The cultural situation that we find ourselves in today. And especially the extraordinary and rapid advance of secularization. At the very beginning, when Peter and Paul preached in the Greek and Roman world, they found an atmosphere that one could call deeply religious. The problem was that in this atmosphere, people did not believe in God. They believed in too many gods. And the message of the power of Jesus Christ had to be preached in a way that brought people to the understanding of the true God and how, in fact, that true God acts in our history. But today, we find an increasingly secularized culture in which there is a loss of the sense of God. And as St. John Paul II pointed out, when one loses a sense of God, one also loses a sense of what the human person is. So that in our evangelization, it is important to aim this proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ toward that kind of vacuum, that nothingness in which people seem to be existing. The large questions still remain. What does it mean to be a human person? Where am I going? Why am I here? What is the purpose of our lives? Does the world have a meaning? And as we understand that the newness of evangelization is really the new cultural situation, we always have to keep in mind that in all ways that we proclaim the gospel, we draw people to the person of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus not only reveals God to man, but man to himself. Now, I think there are three directions for this evangelization that may begin in very simple ways. But it is an evangelization to which every baptized member of the church is called, each in his or her own way. The first part of this evangelization is a deeper committed faithful. That is, those that are already a part of the church, devoted to its life, regularly worshiping, and those who understand the nature of Jesus Christ, especially as he is truly present in his body, the church. But for these people, the new evangelization will call them to a deeper sense of their faith, rooting themselves ever more firmly in the reality of the Christian life, in the following of the commandments of Jesus. And this, I think, takes a certain catechesis, a desire to learn more, to not only learn more, but to learn how, in fact, to speak of those realities that were given to us through Jesus Christ. And at this point, we remember the call of St. Peter in his first letter, that Christians always be ready to give an account of the hope that they possess, always prepared to answer questions, to lead others to a deeper reality of who they are. The second part of this new evangelization is to invite those who have not heard of the gospel to the realization of Jesus Christ and to membership in his body, the church. This will require an outreach. It will require a willingness to go out to those people who may, in fact, be wondering themselves about the meaning of their lives, but have no sense of where to find an answer to the many questions that they have. And it is important that in this part of evangelization that members of the church realize that the heart of our life is missionary, to continue to preach that which we possess, and by the character of our lives, to invite others to become part of the great promise and hope that we have in Jesus Christ. But there is a third part of this evangelization that is very important. It is the reawakening of those who may have been baptized as Christians, but have continued to exist only at the periphery of the Christian community. Oh, they might show up for various occasions, perhaps at a wedding or a funeral. They might have remembered some early Christian catechesis and training, but in fact they no longer regularly practice the faith, and although they might consider themselves Christian, they actually are living a life that is practically secular in its day-to-day reality. And it is important for us to search out these people, invite them to a deeper participation, to remember what their baptism has done, and to reawaken their sense of the spiritual realities that do exist deep in their hearts, but perhaps are not yet identified. Perhaps they seek a new direction. Perhaps at particular moments in their lives, moments of critical concern, that they would turn to us and ask, what does this mean? Where am I going? And we have to be prepared to welcome them as well. And in this new evangelization, As I said, all of us are called to participate in that missionary effort. For we have received the gift of life from God through Jesus Christ, not to be hidden away in our own lives, not to be kept as a kind of secret treasure, but to be shared as generously as God has shared it with us.